Hi, this is Neil deGrasse Tyson, your personal astrophysicist, and you're listening to
Winterdog, where I, Øystein Runde, cartoonist from Oslo, talk to scientists from all around the world to ask the questions I'm curious about. Today's episode is an old interview with Neil deGrasse Tyson himself. He was kind enough to give me an interview at the StarMess Festival in Trondheim 2017. He was a very nice guy, and I'm sure he has new opinions today because this is many years ago, but I've never put it out because it was used by another podcasts thing that I was working on, and now I have finally been allowed to let it out to all of you. I would like to thank Maren Struksnes, Michael Smichael, Adrian Bantsen, Kyrre Goksøyr, Lars Ivar Igesund, Are Edvardsen, Jo Kristiansen Brusgaard, Øyvind Grimstad Gryt, Bjørnar Kristiansen, Morten F. Thomsen, Ranveig Andreasen, Kristoffer Karlsen, Maisen Pedersen, Berit Reppen Lorentzen, Annette, Daniel Gerber, Flu Hartberg, Joachim Kjenes, Adidas Guffen, altså Joachim Døving, Kristian Kjenes, Andreas Hatzel-Opsvik, Martin Haugen, Hans-Ivar Stordal, Fredrik Sellevold, Bill Mobeck, Hans-Petter Knatten, Beate Eikli, Kirsti, Ranveig Funderud, Kim Holm, Kristine Tofte, Bjartne Aune Olsen, Erik Ferguson, Drew Campbell, Thomas Nøkleby, John Cunningham, Øystein Borgersen, Marianne Kitty Rice, Kristian Petersen, Ida, Magnus Holm, Knut Mindrebø, Sondre Terjesen, Roy Kleveland, Morten Duesund, Olav Nordstoga, Thomas Breivik, Halvor Harneslund og Vegard Ryan. Tusen, tusen takk.
What human improvement tech do you find most promising or interesting right now?
Gene editing. Uh-huh. I mean, yeah, definitely. Casper? I mean, you could, yeah, CRISPR. Yeah, Casper is a ghost. Yeah. I would say, yeah, I mean, you can go in and repair, edit, fix. I'd like to know that the first application, brought widespread application of this technology, would go into the amelioration of diseases that have plagued us for so long.
Statistics aside, do you consider meteor or asteroid strikes a threat to the planet?
It's not whether I consider it. You can calculate what that threat is and the likelihood, and it's real. Mm-hmm. But the problem is the threat manifests on a timescale longer than the election cycles of leaders. So no one is going to try to allocate funds for something that will happen in 100 years or so. So my sense is, if that is an unchangeable fact, we should at least build capacity to respond to something that we then learn about, rather than have to invent it from scratch. So at least keep an active space program, because that's what we would invoke when it's time to deflect an asteroid. Otherwise, you just kiss your ass goodbye, as did the dinosaurs.
Do you like the Breakthrough Starshots project?
Yeah, I think somebody's got to think that way. I mean, we can debate how feasible it is relative to those most enthusiastic about it, those who are running it, and are the time scales right? They still have to invent new technologies for it. I'm thinking of the Breakthrough Starshot.
Yes.
In particular, there are other breakthrough prizes. That one is ambitious, and somebody's got to be thinking that way. Mm-hmm. If no one in society is thinking that way, however realistic or unrealistic it is, then we're not going anywhere ever. So I applaud all such people who are trying to extend who and what we are technologically, philosophically, emotionally, and did I say technologically?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Then technology twice.
How do you keep your stamina up all day? Like, this is amazing. You've been so...
Oh, I allocate energy for events and times, and then that ends over the weekend, and then I'm comatose for the weekend, and then I wake up on Monday and continue.
Do you follow the developments in stem cell research?
No.
Have any thoughts on Ray Kurzweil?
Yeah, I was skeptical of everything he said, only to learn that my skepticism was derived via articles written by people who were reporting on what he said.
Okay.
So what I did was I had him on my radio show and got to speak to him directly. And he's completely sane, completely deep thinker. And we differed on a few minor points, but nothing significant. And I was delighted to be in his presence and to hear someone who thinks that deeply about that many subjects that affect the future of humanity.
I hope to meet him in October.
Okay.
Do you think Mars should be explored by humans with the risk of contamination of the planet, or should it be done by robots and humans?
Contamination back to Earth or forward to Mars?
To Mars.
back to Earth?
To Mars.
To Mars. No, you find out whether there's any life on Mars at all first. Then if you don't find any life, then move in. I mean, at that point, who cares?
Do you think they've researched Mars enough?
No.
No.
No. You want to dig. You want to land in many more places. Imagine landing in only a half dozen places on Earth and believing that you have characterized all that Earth is. First of all, four of those landing spots would be in the ocean. If it was just random spots, others might be on ice caps. And you say, oh, Earth is water and ice caps. Might you have hit the desert? Probably not. Maybe. I don't know. And so, yeah, we have to land on many more places and do much more reconnaissance, photographic reconnaissance, more digging. Where's the water? There's still some mysteries. Where did it all go? Was there ever life? Let's get all those answers and not contaminate Mars as a scientific laboratory. Then, sure, send colonies. I don't have a problem with that.
Do you believe that we will ever be able to...
It's not about belief for me, ever. No. Okay, you mean is there evidence to suggest?
Yeah.
What's the question?
Is there evidence to suggest that mind uploads will be feasible?
There are people who are sure of that, who have studied it more deeply than I have, but based on what I can assess, I don't see that as a realistic part of our future. We don't understand our own consciousness. To believe we can upload our brain and have a machine achieve a conscious state simply by doing that, I just don't see that as happening anytime soon, if ever. Now, that being said, I saw Star Trek in first run, and I remembered accepting the photon torpedoes and the warp drives and then watching them walk up to a door and have it open automatically and say, oh, that'll never happen. What? How does the door know? Oh, my gosh. It can't know you're approaching it and open just in time. That'll never happen, not even in 3 centuries or whenever Star Trek takes place. So my predict, don't use me as a source of predictions for the future. I don't have any claims of special access to what will or will not one day be true.
Have you any thoughts on the future of oil?
Other than that, one day we'll run out. I mean, it'd be nice if we had some good solar panels lined up. Oil, here's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see an economy that doesn't so much get rid of oil, because everything is based on that. Transportation, so much is based on it. Wouldn't it be interesting if the solution was not anything anybody's doing now, but we invent bacteria genetically engineered bacteria to make oil.
Craig Venter is doing that already.
That's what I'm saying. You just have it make oil. So that way you're not pulling carbon out of the ground. You're using carbon available already. And if you use already available carbon in the environment, then it's carbon neutral when you burn it. And then you don't have the greenhouse problem. And so you leave all the rest of the oil in the ground and the coal in the ground, and you just manufacture it in a cycled state. Then you're good to go. And then everything that is currently using oil, you will continue to use it, and gas and whatever else it is. And if you still want to shift to solar, you can. But then you could do it on a easier timescale without the social interpersonal conflict that's going on now. The problem is, if that doesn't happen until it's too late, we'll lose half of Polynesia or whatever the islands are that are so low. So there's a time clock that's ticking. Dare I call it a time bomb, where we might not have the time to wait around for oil-producing bacteria.
Did you talk to Craig Venter about this?
I've met him, but no, I haven't had any formal conversations with him.
He's making...
Mostly talked about just how cool it is just to make life.
Yeah, he enjoyed that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have any favorite sci-fi stories about making contact with other civilizations?
Well, they're all them coming to us, because we know that we're not going anywhere anytime soon. I would say The Day the Earth Stood Still. Both versions, they differed in ways they had to, but that as a story I felt was quite strong. And plus, you don't really see an alien. There's the robot character, but they're not creepy, weird aliens that are, you know, invading your space. And so there's that one. I enjoyed Contact the movie, but of course aliens were not portrayed, but it did involve contact. And I thought there were clever things that went on there, and especially a thought-out, sensitive review, overview of how people would react in the face of that information. Cults rising up, the reactions of politicians, common folk, scientists, religious people. I just thought that was a fascinating and realistic exploration of how society would react to such a discovery.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you got enough there?
Yeah, well, one guy wanted to know, are any musical pieces that have moved your soul?
Oh, plenty. I'm a big fan of music. Mm-hmm. I would say a Bach's Mass in B minor is a stunning composition. Nobody doesn't love Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. That's a good one. There is...
Like the seventh more, actually.
The seventh is very high cholesterol, I have found.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, would you agree? It's very high energy all throughout, from beginning to end.
Maybe I'm too young for the ninth.
Yeah. So here, with the seventh, when next time you listen, you will see that the pace is so persistent,
yeah,
and consistent, that by the end you're almost out of breath. And then you will realize, when you get as old as I am, that not all of life is high energy. You need occasions where you are calm, so that when you return to the high energy state, you can appreciate it and embrace it for all that it delivers to you. If there is no down from that, there's no way to put the energy of that symphony in context.
Do you like comics, by the way?
Not specifically, not the way real comic people like comics.
Yeah.
No, I'll wait till the comic becomes a movie and I'll watch the movie.
I'll tell you when my comic becomes a movie.
Okay.
The Viking thing here is I've sold the rights.
Oh, excellent. So we'll look for it. Look for it. More Vikings. Okay.
You're into Vikings, or you're...
I just like storytelling. And if it's a good story, I'll like it, no matter who, what the character is.
You're not like necessarily sci-fi. It's all kind of storytelling.
No, I will lean towards sci-fi. So for that reason, I'm less interested in Lord of the Rings than I am in...
Arrival was great. Seems like
Arrival is interesting. However, no one asked whether the circular images drawn by the septopod were backwards. No one asked that.
You mean
it's drawing it on a glass,
really
a transparent glass. And they say, this is an image just for me. Maybe it's really for the septopod. And so they had to flip it.
They were just writing diaries and people were reading their stuff.
Right, but it would have to be in reverse, because it's doing it on glass.
Yeah, that annoyed you. That just...
Well, no, I just... no one addressed that, and I thought, you know, maybe they should have.
You just needed that.
Plus, they sent the... they should have sent a cryptographer. Not a
linguist.
Not a linguist. No, linguist, that's very human. Mm-hmm. We're talking about aliens here. Okay. Linguists know cultures, human cultures, specifically human cultures. Mm-hmm. And now we want to decode a message written by an intelligent alien. I think in that case you need the cryptographer. And, of course, should send an astrobiologist, not a theoretical physicist. Well, other than that, I'm fine. I was fine with the movie. Okay, I need to go.
It's so nice.
Okay, all right, okay.
Can I just take a quick picture?
Should I take the photo with you guys?
Okay.
That's good.
Okay, guys.
So, this one's good.
Okay.
Oh.